My name is Jenny. I'm from Empelia Hill.
Okay. Can you just tell us briefly what you're doing here and why?
We're protesting over the prostitution in the area in Capewell.
And how long have you been here?
10 weeks.
And what do you think you're achieving by being out here? And what's the immediate effect of it?
Keeping the prostitutes and the Cape Crawlers away from where we live to keep the children safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what kind of made you come out here onto the street? Because, you know, about 3 months ago there was no sign here. What is it at the moment that's made you come out here?
We're fighting this about 8 years, right? And nothing was happening. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to take action ourselves. Because one of our neighbours was attacked and mugged at 3:30 in the day. So then we decided, if the guards are not doing any action, we'll have to take ourselves.
And who would you originally approach about solving the problem? I mean, had you been to politicians or the police? Or
the politicians and the guards.
And what was their response to your problem?
Well, they're trying to help out, but there's not enough guards in the area. But help out, you only have the two, and that time you'll see another two going around in a car. And people are on the opinion that we're just out here since that girl disappeared, but we were now here before that, a long time before that happened. So if it happened once, it's going to happen again.
There was reports in the papers recently about two Gardaí being taken off duty. Just wondered how you felt about that. I mean, obviously, you know, the perception around here was that it was reasonably a safe place to be, like, when the guards were around. I mean, do you think things have deteriorated since the guards have been taken off duty?
Well, when the guards were taken off duty, it did deteriorate a bit, but now they're back and they're working more harder on it. But you need a 24 hours present, because the girls are out at all hours in the morning, noon and night.
And I see you got a piece of paper and a pen there.
Yeah,
you're taking down some registration numbers. What are you doing there exactly?
Well, we take the registrations of the cars. If they come around 3 or 4 times, we know they're car problem. And then we give them to the guards and let the guards follow them up. So we never know what happens after that. Whether they're going to be charged or what they're going to do.
And has anyone ever challenged you? Obviously, people see you taking down their numbers. They're obviously driving around slowly.
No.
Has anyone ever said anything to you? Or
we had one threatening, and that's been dealt with by the guards.
And what happened in that situation?
It's been dealt with at the moment, so we don't know what's going to happen, but he has been charged with threatening us.
Have the guards been reasonably okay with your presence here?
Oh, I mean, yeah. The guards are very good to us. They don't interfere with us. They ask us for assistance, like car numbers and things like that, and we give them and they follow them up. But when it goes into the courts, we don't know what happens. But you see, we just want all them care crowds to be named and shamed. That should happen to them.
And have you seen any marked difference in, like, maybe a decrease in people curb crawling around here? Or, I mean, do you think your presence here is having much an effect? Or
it is having an effect. But if we go in now at this moment and stop doing it, like, it's going to crawl back again, because the girls are still coming around, chancing their arms. So they're moving off down the other end, but the people down the other end just have to come out and do what we're to do. I mean, you can't have this on your doorstep, because, as you know, this is a sealed little area and it's hidden there. So they're going to keep coming back. So as long as they keep coming back, we'll keep coming out.
And why do you think they keep coming back specifically to this area in particular? I mean, is there any sort of historical...
Because it's isolated.
Yeah.
It's isolated up two main streets, let's put it that way. So it's like hideout. So far we've got brighter lights. The council has moved a tree from there, which was overhanging there. We want ramps to slow it down. Plus we want the cameras on the hill, so we don't have to come out, so the guards can monitor down in the station, so they won't have to be out all the time. They just pinpoint them.
And some people are saying that by just having these pickets here and down in St. Brickens Park, is that how you pronounce it? That you're kind of just pushing the problem into different areas or pushing the problem elsewhere. How would you respond to that?
Well, if we have to get rid of it up here, let the people down the other end get rid of themselves as well, we'll help them. If we socialise here, we'll go out and help them. We would like them to be helping us. because they're down in our area as well all the time. So we just have to keep ourselves together here at the moment, right? And when we succeed here and they need help down there, we'll go and do it with them.
I'm just wondering if you've kind of any, I mean, if you've had any contact with any of the prostitutes, how that's gone, or if you've discussed with them the problem, if they've kind of agreed to leave or anything like that.
We have asked them to leave, right? We told them they shouldn't be in our area. You get some that are okay and they just walk on, but you have some that are quite abusive. You know, we had get one girl here last week. She's here all the time, and she told us we weren't stopping her from earning her living on the street. So we said we were going to stop her because she wasn't coming up and down here to earn her living. So that's the way it's gone now. Mm-hmm. I know most of them take drugs and they're feeding their habits. I know that. But that's not fair to the children and the teenagers in this area and the people that live here. I mean, if you were to go to Drumcondra and have it outside there, or Castle Knock, or anywhere where there's anybody big and mighty, they would not be allowed on that street. They would not be allowed on that street.
Do you think that you've been ignored because there's not political power here in the area?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. And Emer Costello and Joe Costello has been a great help to us all along on this campaign, even before we start coming out here. We had to come out here, right, to let them be seen instead of sitting at meetings, that we mean action.
How long do you intend to continue picketing here? I mean, can you see this happening long term? Or?
Well, it's coming into the winter now, right, and it's going to be a long hackle, but we're going to keep her up until we get rid of them. And if the people from the other end want to do it, and we'll go out and help with them as well. It's up to everybody in their own area to look after their own area. And we're going to do it here.
I'm just curious because I know there has been initiatives like this in the past where people have kind of said, right, we don't want the prostitutes around here or whatever, and it kind of fades and comes and goes, because it's hard for people to stay out on the street a lot for a long time. I'm just wondering if you've any ideas on how the council could deal with the problem long term.
Well, prostitution is illegal in the law, and if they legalise it, at least we could go to safe places and not be bothering people. We have nothing against the prostitutes. We just don't want curb crawlers around our door, because it's only waiting on a time for some child or some teenager to be abducted from here, because the area is so isolated. So we're going to have to sit here until we think it's right to stop. And we hope to meet the Minister for Justice. And if he doesn't come to meet us at the next meeting, we're going to go outside the Dáil, and that won't look good. I mean, on the election day, Bertie met us up when we went up to do our votes, and he met us there and he says, we'll have to do something to bear it, and we have not heard nothing from Fianna Fáil from that day to this. All that helped us was the Labour Party, right? Christy Burke, Tony Gregory. That's all that's helping us in this case. That's all that's helping us in this case.
Lynette McKeown, she was murdered recently, and there's been a couple of reports in the papers saying that she was well known around this area. I mean, how did people around here react when they heard that news?
Well, anything is predictable in a situation like this. First and foremost, right? We knew that girl to see her going up and down, the same as we know all the other girls. And we were shocked to know about that little girl, because she was only a young girl, and if it happened once, it'll happen again, and you know that, because there's somebody out there, right, that's going to do damage on other girls out there.
What's been the effect on kind of teenagers and kids in the area? I mean, obviously, hopefully you've been trying to talk to them or whatever. I mean, have you been talking openly to them about the problem? Or
yeah, but see, they know what's going on that long. This has gone on about 8-9 years since the museum opened down in Benbow Street. The girls were always down in Benbow Street. Yeah. They never interfered. We're coming up here, anything else, right? And they seem to be moved from Benbow Street when the museum opened. And the older girls, as after growing up in this area, got to live there. Well, couldn't kind of go out much at night unless they were in a group, because they were petrified. That's how bad it got in the past 8 years. And Now you have to tell the children. The children know all what prostitutes is now because we're demonstrating here and they're reading the posters and saying, oh, so you have to tell them what they are. And then plus you're bringing children to school in the morning, there's condoms lying around the ground. How can you tell a 5-year-old, 4-year-old what they're for? You can't. So it was in any other area, you wouldn't be allowed. It's just because we're so concealed in here, right? And like now we have the guards walking with us, but when they go up at a certain time, that's Jabab. There's no more, because the other pellets are coming on. Then we have to wait until the next time the guards are back on the duty for them few hours they're on. There's not enough guards in the area. We should have a constant patrol. I mean, many minutes are we from the Bridewell? 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm sure a guard can come around here every 4 or 5 minutes and clean the place up. There was a story in the Sunday World, which you've probably seen, did you? And it related to Ben Burp Street, where the reporter was down Ben Burp Street and said people were waiting on the Lewis. Now, the Lewis is not open on this side, yeah. So, papers telling lies. And a lot of papers think that we're only doing this since Lynette McCombe went missing. No, we waiting. You know, you've seen us out here for weeks. So, what you call it? People are... We're getting a lot of reports, but now they're putting it down that we're only here because of the missing of that girl.
Why do you think the Sunday World or other tabloid newspapers would say that about you?
Well, they didn't want to know up to the time that happened to that girl. We did get reports before, but it was only kind of little minor things, you know. But now it's all a big issue just because the girl went missing. You know? And if that's had to happen to that girl on this hill by getting bad drugs, it's going to happen to other girls that's on this hill. Because whoever gave them to that girl, it's not going to stop it, eh? They just want money. Because there is drugs in the area as well. And we'll always have drugs in the area when we have the girls in the area. Because they're weakened to the point. Whereas years ago, we fought all around this area to get rid of drugs. And we got rid of them. And when the girls come back onto the street, they're bringing drugs back onto the street.
So the two problems are kind of entwined or whatever?
Yeah.